Once the curtain has been lifted, it becomes inescapable that we inhabit a world adrift in a sea of howling chaos, a terrible maelstrom in which all heavenly bodies orbit a devouring core. Though the trip could take many thousands of lifetimes, all cosmic objects are eventually dragged into this hungry nexus and forever cease to be. Though they are moved by eddies in the celestial medium, stars often guide points in the otherwise perilous blackness. Our own sun holds its planets close in our inexorable course towards our oblivion, giving us life and warmth until the end. I have postulated here that time in itself is an illusion, not so much the inevitable decline of a system from order into chaos, but merely an additional aspect of space, the nature by which is not immediately obvious. If a solid object is said to occupy a space by virtue of its length, breadth, and volume, can the same object be not said to likewise occupy the measurable dimension of duration? I must further look into this.